Volkswagen. Yeah, Volkswagen, the next target of the UAW. Looks like they've made inroads to Volkswagen, moving forward with a unionized vote there. But a lot of people get disenchanted since they're mixed up with the union. That's why you look at union members in New York and elsewhere saying, we're done with this. That's why Sean Fain knows that UAW members nationally are not going to vote for his guy, Joe Biden. It's not going to happen. Mark Mix is the National Right to Work Committee president. He's joining me now. Mark, good to see you again today.
Well, Steve, I know you're not seeing me. That's a snafu on my end, but I know you're a professional, so I'm working with you on this this strange item called the telephone, so I hope it works out all right, but good to be with you.
It is outdated, I'll give you that, Mark, but you know what? We have a beautiful picture of you, and you are all aglow, so you're perfect for all the folks watching. Look, let's talk about this expansion of the UAW. I was frankly surprised. They took several runs at VW. They finally got them. And now they're targeting other companies across America, too, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed they are. And one of the things that's different here, Steve, is something that Joe Biden is responsible for, and it's taxpayer money. You know, the last two attempts at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the UAW failed to get a majority of workers to vote for them to represent them in that facility. But this time, because Volkswagen is doing the electric vehicle thing, whether it be the battery or the ID4, which is their completely electric vehicle that will be manufactured at Chattanooga, the federal government got involved here, and one of the things that's happening across the country, and you've seen it in a couple of places already, and it's going to happen in lots more probably over the next several months, and that is that the government is incentivizing these electric battery plants and electric vehicles, and they're using taxpayer dollars to do it. But one of the conditions of getting literally the hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to get the subsidies to build these facilities or to expand a production line comes with the requirement that you're neutral when it comes to union elections. And not only are you neutral, but you should be encouraging unionization.
Well, that's not neutral. If you're encouraging it, you're not neutral, are you?
Well, no, you're not. But under the definition of neutral with the federal government these days, it basically you have to put your finger on the scale and basically stand down if you want the money. And that's really how simple it is. I mean, obviously, if those workers down there want the UAW, that's their prerogative. Federal law protects that. But what we've seen now at a bus factory in Atlanta, Georgia, and now this Volkswagen plant where the primary production is going to be electric vehicles, we've seen kind of the government come in and say, look, if you want to play, if you want this money, you got to be neutral. You got to have a project labor agreement. You got to have these types of union privileges and union power tools that give them a dramatic heads up when it comes to finding what, you know, getting workers to vote for them.
So what does this mean going forward? Because unions, as you know, Mark, have been on the decline in America for years and years, right? I mean, they have been. They've been declining for years. And so this is a big victory for Sean Fain. It means he'll hold on to power forever, probably. What do you make of this? There's not a resurgence in union, in people liking unions, is there?
I don't think so. You know, Gallup has put out a poll. They put out a poll in August every year that showed that, you know, basically Americans have a favorable opinion of unions. But they, you know, they publicize that. Well, I have a favorable opinion of unions, but do I want to be in one is the real question. And the fact of the matter is only about 11% of the American workforce say they really are looking forward to getting into a union. And that kind of mirrors the density in the private sector right now, Steve. It's about 6% of the private sector workforce. That's the all-time low. And it actually, I think they picked up members last year for the first time in many years, but the union density went down because other jobs are being created that are non-union. And so, you know, when you look at the proposition, you look at the UAW in particular, they're out there lobbying for what this historic, they call a historic contract that's literally put thousands of auto workers on the unemployment line since it was ratified back in December, November of last year. People have lost their jobs because of this contract. And I suspect when the electric vehicle boom, kind of the bloom comes off that rose, which it seems to be doing at this point, Steve, that production line is going to be diminished in Chattanooga as well. In fact, we just had had a Nissan warehouse, a bunch of Nissan workers that were represented by the UAW in New Jersey, decertified the union last week. I mean, it was an interesting story. They're trying to get out of the UAW because they've been in it for a while, and they've seen kind of the corruption that exists at the very highest levels of the union. And while Sean Fain's trying to paint a new picture of the United Auto Workers Union, that history, they're still under federal, quote, oversight because of the crimes that were created and the crimes that were actually committed by two former presidents that end up in federal prison.
That's right. You can't build fancy houses and have fancy dinners and fancy cars and all put it on the bill of the union. It's not legal, is it, Mark?
No, it's not. And rank-and-file workers need to pay attention to that because there's the latest data that comes out with the LM2 forms from the Department of Labor show a dramatic increase in expenditures for hotels and bowling alleys and bars and restaurants. And it's just amazing that these folks are using that money, kind of that union member credit card, to pay for this high living that they don't necessarily pass on to their members.
So what do you think the future is? It's an election year. Union members breaking away from Democrats, supporting Republicans, supporting freedom, the freedom to work in America, every place except Michigan where I live. What do you think the future is of unionization in America? Will there be some breakthroughs like VW but continue the steady decline? What's your best guess? I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think that's the case. We have got a Mercedes-Benz plant vote coming up in Alabama, and I suspect that'll be on May 19th, and that's another one where their electric vehicle is in play. I think they've got a chance if they represent workers and get out of politics. They are radical politicians. Sean Fain admits that. And he knows that a great majority of his members are not going to be voting for Joe Biden, although they're going to be spending millions and millions of dollars on his campaign to get him reelected. And if they do, then we'll see more of this for the next 4 years, for sure, as the federal government continues to fund unionization, forced unionization across America.
Absolutely true. Mark Mix, greatly appreciate you being here. National Right to Work Committee president, always trying to get people to work without having to, you know, pay a fee. We don't want toll roads on the way to work, I suppose, is what I mean by that. Mark, thank you for being here.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity.
Always appreciate you, my friend. There you have it. So Mercedes-Benz is next. If you get out of politics, you might have a better chance with more people, but they can't help themselves, can they? No, they can't. All right, I'll take a break. It's the Steve Weber Show. I'll be right back.